That's what happened to her.
这就是她身上发生的事。
Something happened.
有事情发生了。
That angel didn't come to her and say, "You lucky rebellious girl."
那个天使临到她的时候，不是跟她说，你这个幸运的悖逆的女孩子。
You bitter mite of humanity.
你这个苦毒的人类。
I am the almighty angel Gabriel that stands before God.
我是站在神面前的大能的天使加百列。
And I'm come to work out things with you if we can make a deal.
我要来跟你把这个事情解决，我们可以一言为定。
If you'll change your life,
如果你改变你的生命，
you'll stop doing naughty things,
你不再做那些顽皮的事情，
and you'll let go of all your bitterness and meanness,
你要放掉你所有的差劲的还有苦毒的事。
Well, I'll let you be the chosen woman.
那我就让你做那个蒙拣选的女子。
And if you don't, I've got some others on my list.
如果你不这样子的话，我还有别的人在我的名单上。
Now that's how we deal with it, isn't it?
如果我们的话，我们会这样处理。
Because he knew what she was.
因为天使知道他是谁。
But he didn't do that.
但是他没有那样做。
It's something so strange.
这是很奇怪的事。
He said.
他说。
Hail.
问你的安。
Hail.
我问你安。
Hi there.
Hi.
He said, "You're a very favored woman."
他说你是一个蒙大恩的女子。
Who? Me?
我。
You mean when my father and mother died and left me like this?
你说你的意思说我父母都死了，把我留下来像这样子。
When my foster people beat on me?
那些我的养父养母打我。
Oh, you're highly favored.
是的，你是蒙大恩的。
The Lord is with you.
主和你同在。
You're a blessed woman.
你是一个蒙福的女子。
Me?
我。
Blessed?
蒙福的。
Now here's an angel standing there, all bright and shining and glorious.
这个时候，天使站在他的面前，是放光荣耀的。
You're a blessed person.
他说：“你是一个蒙福的人。”
I come to bring you the favor of heaven.
我要把天上的恩惠带给你。
I know one thing happened.
我知道发生了一件事。
Already big tears running down her face.
早就眼泪已经开始流得满面了。
你
我。
You don't know me.
我不，你不认识我。
No, you can't be right.
不然你一定搞错了。
No, not me.
不不，不是我的。
Because I've been so angry, so bitter, and so hateful.
因为我一直这么的生气，充满了仇恨、苦毒。
In that presence, that's what people think, you know.
你知道，在那个的同在中，人们会这样想。
And she found something hard and bitter melting inside.
玛利亚发现它里面有一些刚硬的苦毒的东西融化了，就在那里融化。
Because he didn't bring one word of reproach.
因为天使没有带一句责备的话来。
One word of condemnation.
没有一句定罪的话。
One word of rebuke.
没有一句斥责的话。
One word of criticism.
没有一句批评的话。
One word of judgment.
没有一句审判的话。
He saw her.Through the eyes of God who was going to make her what he wanted her to be.
天使是从神的眼中看到神将要使玛利亚成为的样子。
And he said, you're a blessed woman.
他说你是个蒙大恩的女子。
Right then where everything started to change inside.
从就在那个时候里面一切开始改变了。
Love conquers us.
爱征服我们。
He just looked at her with those eyes of heavenly love.
当他看着他带着天上爱的眼睛。
Love is the light of heaven.
爱就是天上的光。
He loved her.
他爱她。
And he chose her and he knew what he could do with her.
他选择了她，知道在她身上要怎么做。
She'd be the right one. She had all the right characteristics.
她会是适当的那一位，她有适当的品格。
Stubbornness would turn to determination and strength.
她的顽固会变成力量跟决心。
Bitterness would turn to compassion and understanding.
苦毒会变成了解跟怜悯。
Because that's what God does with us.
因为这就是神在我们身上做的事情。
He lets us go through things and then he changes and takes the good out of it.
他让我们经历一些事情，然后改变我们，让我们从当中得益处。
When I was a boy,
当我还是一个男孩子的时候， we had a lot of apple trees.
And a certain time of year, we'd pick the apples.
在一年的某一个季节，我们会摘苹果。
And we put them in a machine that would grind them all up.
我们再把它放在机器里面，会把它全部的都给磨了。
And all the ground up pieces of apple would fall into a sort of a barrel with holes all through it.
然后所有被搅了的苹果都会 到一个桶子里面，像是有一个洞一样。
And then we put a block on it with pressure.
然后我们就用一个东西把它给塞住，用有压力。
And we screw that block down hard, hard, hard.
然后我们就把那个塞子就转的转的转的很紧。
And the sweet juice would run out.
那个甜的汁子就会出来了。
And we made our own apple juice.
我们就做自己的苹果汁。
You see, the apples had to be all cut up.
你知道苹果必须
ground up,
通通被切了
pressure,
然后被磨了，有很可怕的压力，才能够有很甜的汁出来。
That's what God does with our lives sometimes.
有时候神在我们生命中就是这样
做。Why this and why that? Why do I have to go through all this?
为什么这个？为什么那个？为什么必须经历这一切呢
？Why couldn't Mary just be just an ordinary child?
为什么玛利亚不能做一个普通的孩子呢？
Why did she have to be an orphan and poor and dependent on others and beaten and treated like she was?
为什么她必须做孤儿、贫穷、受到这样子的待遇、被人家打呢
？Why she had to put on a cut up and put under pressure and hurts within her?
因为神必须先把她切割，把她放在压力里面，她受到伤害。
Well, now we know why.
现在我们知道为什么。
God is going to draw some sweet juice out.
因为神要从当中吸取一些很甜的汁子。
Oh, we threw the old apple pulp away. There's nothing good in that anymore.
那些剩下来的苹果渣子就会丢掉，没有任何的好处。
Or else we fed it to the cows.
不然我们就是把那个苹果渣去喂牛。
We already got the sweet juice.
我们早就已经得着了甜的果汁。
God knew how to get the sweet juice out of this young lady.
神知道怎么样从这个年轻的女子身上得到甜的汁子。
He knew that when he was through, she'd be one of the ideal person to raise his son.
他知道当他做完之后，玛利亚会成为养育他儿子最理想的人。
You know, God got plan for every life.
你知道神对每一个生命都有计划。
Sooner or later, he's going to get some sweet juice.
迟早神会得着一些甜的汁。
It may not seem like it now.
或许现在看起来不像。
Well, the angel hasn't come yet, maybe.
或许天使还没来。
But he will come.
但是他会来的。
Sooner or later, he will come.
迟早他会来。
And he'll have a little talk with you.
他会跟你有一番。
Maybe not as plain as he did with Mary.
小小的谈话，或许不像他跟玛利亚讲话的那么明白清楚，但是他会的。
He won't talk with words like I'm talking.
他不会讲话的时候不会像我在讲话用的言语一样。
He knows how to talk to hearts.
他知道怎么样跟你的心说话。
And everything changes.
一切就改变了。
She had to change so much.
她必须改变很多。
All her prides had to go.
她所有的骄傲必须放下。
All a lot had to be thrown out.
所有的东西都必须被丢出去。
But she was all cut up. The pressure was on. There's so much to throw out.
当她被切割了，受到压力的时候，有太多东西必须给丢出去。
All her resentments.
她所有的怨恨。
All her blaming God.
所有的怪罪神。
All her blaming people.
所有的怪罪人。
All her fears,
她所有的惧怕
all her pride,
所有的骄傲
all her fears of being spoken evil against and accused of falsely,
她怕别人讲她坏话，怕别人诬告她的惧怕
and perhaps most of all, the loss of her husband to be,
或许最重要的就是怕失掉她未来的丈夫
all had to go,
这一切都必须放掉
throw it out.
丢出去了。
And I see here in this little verse,
在这个小小的经文里面，我看到。
I see here the how should I say the sweet juice.
我要怎么说呢
？Verse 38, read it.
三十八节，我们再来。
Read it again.
我们再来读三十八节。三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
Behold.The slave maiden of the Lord.
看哪，主的使女，奴婢。
Let it be according to what you said.
情愿照你的话成就。
And the angel left her.
然后天使离开她了。
Left her.
离开她了。
Now she's alone with it.
现在她就剩下一个人而已。
But she's a strong girl. She didn't go back on it.
但是她是一个。
The next day, she said, "Oh, it's all a dream."
但是她是一个很刚强的女子了，她没有悔改。
No, there is strength in her. Just because it was stubbornness before doesn't mean there's strength.
对，她没有懊悔，她没有说第二天说哦，这一切都是梦，只因为她顽固，不表示说 她就是
didn't change her mind.
她就改变了，她没有改变。
And that's how it all started.
这就是一切的开始。
You know, so often when God wants to begin a new thing on the earth, He starts with a woman.
你知道，常常当神想要在世上开始一件新事的时候，他都从一个女人开始。
There was Samuel.
有撒母耳。
There was Moses.
有摩西。
There was David.
有大卫。
And you can go on through Scripture, and you can go on through history.
你可以看经文，还有看历史。
God starts anew.
神重新开始。
He doesn't try so much to repair the old, he starts anew.
他没有试着去修补旧的，而是重新开始。
And we go on from there.
然后我们就从那里继续。
And he started anew with Mary.
他从玛利亚身上重新开始。
Actually, he started a new race.
事上他开始了一个新的族类。
Because Adam started the old race.
因为亚当开始旧的一族。
But for all those that are born again, there's a new race.
对所有重生的人来说，有新的一族。
It's called the new Adam. It's called the last Adam.
被称为新的亚当，末后的亚当。
A new family on earth.
在世上有一个新的家庭。
All started right there.
所有都是从那里开始的。
And this woman,
这个女人
Mary,
玛利亚。
Well.As I said, she was a little bit stubborn.
就像我讲的，她有一点顽固。
She didn't get over it all at once.
她没有一下子就全部克服了。
She knew that the prophet said that this child had to be born in Bethlehem.
她知道，先知讲说这个婴儿必须生在伯利恒。
But she lived in Nazareth.
但是她住在拿撒勒。
That's about 120 miles from Jerusalem, from Bethlehem.
离伯利恒差不多有120英里。
If she'd been wise,
如果她聪明的话
and shall I say, not so stubborn,
如果不是这么顽固的话
she would have said to Joseph after married,
她可以在跟约瑟结了婚之后就跟他说
This baby has to be born in Bethlehem.
这个婴儿必须生在伯利恒。
Don't you think we better move down there?
你难道不觉得说我们应该先下到那边去吗
no, not even the thought of it.
不不不，想都没有想到。
No.
没有。
Time went on.
时间过去了。
God waited. My son's got to be born in Bethlehem.
神等了，我的儿子必须生在伯利恒。
Forget it, God.
神啊，不要管了。
This is where we live.
这是我们住的地方啊。
If you want to Bethlehem, you do take me to Bethlehem. I'm staying here.
如果你要在伯利恒，你就把我带到那里去好了。我要留在这里。
And time went on.
时间又过去了。
And more time went on.
时间过了。
Sixth month.
六个月。
Seventh month.
七个月。
Eighth month.
八个月。
She's getting very uncomfortable.
她已经变得很不舒服了。
The ninth month.
九个月。
She's still sitting in Nazareth.
她还坐在拿撒勒。
God called one of his angels.
神叫他一个天使。
He said, I have a job for you.
他说我有个工作要给你做。
I want to go down and visit Caesar, the ruler of Rome and the ruler of Jerusalem.
我要你去拜访那个犹大地的统治者凯撒。
I want you to talk to Caesar.
我要你跟凯撒讲话。
Don't wake him up, just talk to him.
你不要叫醒他，你只要跟他讲话就好。
Give him a dream.
你给他一个梦。
So the angel went down.
所以天使下去了。
Real quiet.
很安静的。
He tapped Caesar on the shoulder.
就拍一拍凯撒的肩膀。
He said, Caesar.
他说凯撒。
Have you realized?
你知不知道
？Your treasury is getting broke.
你的财库已经要破产了。
And if you don't do something about it, your country is going broke.
如果你不做一些事情的话，你的国家就一点钱都没有了。你最好做一点事。
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to do.
我知道，我不晓得做什么。
You've got a lot of people don't pay their taxes.
你有很多人没有交税。
I would suggest that everybody go back to where they were born and sign their name so you can get their taxes.
我建议你叫每一个人到他们生下来的地方签名，然后你就可以收税。嗯，好主意。
In the morning he woke up.
早上凯撒醒来了。
I had a dream last night.
哎呀，我昨天晚上做了一个梦。
I know how we can fix up our treasury.
我知道我们要怎么样来增加我们的收入。I got a splendid idea. 我有一个了不起的想法。
Let's make everybody go to where they were born and sign up.
让每一个人都到他们的出生地去报名，马上做。
Everybody went out with a note.With the notices.
所以每个人接到通知就去了。
They didn't have faxes, so they'd send people.
他们那个时候没有传真机，所以就派人去。
Everybody they went.
就到每个地方去。
And so many days you have to go back to where you were born and sign up for your taxes.
几天之内你必须回到你的出生地，你要去登记来上税。
Everybody included Mary.
每一个人也包括了玛利亚。
And she was born in Bethlehem.
所以她是生在伯利恒的。
When the notices came,
当那个通知来的时候
，Oh no!
不
，120-mile trip, no cars, no airplanes.
要走120里，没有车，也没有飞机。
A donkey back.
坐在驴子的背上。
Wouldn't that be lovely?
这是不是很好呢
？A donkey back.
坐驴子的背。
The baby ready to be born any moment.
而婴孩可能随时就要生下来。
Oh no! No, no.
不,
oh yes, Mary.
是的，玛利亚。
You're going to go. When she did go, you know.
你要去，她确实也去。
But she already said.
但是她早就说。
Whatever you want, I'll do it.
不管你要什么，哦，做吧。
So she had to go.
所以她必须去。
She already said, God, if you want me there, you get me there. Well, he did.
她早就说，神，如果你要我到那里去，你就把我带去吧。
She wasn't quite expecting that, but.
玛利亚并没有这样期待。
In Bethlehem of Judea,
在犹大地的伯利恒
That's where he was born.
这就是耶稣诞生的地方
And is born to us this wonderful story.
这个奇妙的故事
The wonderful hope of all mankind.
所有人类奇妙的盼望
And today,
今天
There are millions of people.
有许许多多的人。
I just reading the other day, there's 120 million Chinese Christians in the underground church in China.
我前几天才读到，在中国的地下教会有
120 million.
1,200,000基督徒。
That's a lot of people.
这是很多人。
And there's Africa.
还有在非洲。
And there's India.
在印度。
And it's the Western world, Europe, and the,
在西方世界
and North and South America,
还有南美
all have hope, all expect to live forever, all love and adore that wonderful baby, his name was Jesus.
都有盼望，都期待永远活着，而且都在爱、尊崇那位奇妙的救主，他的名是耶稣。
And not only given hope, but the gift of eternal life.
他不只将盼望赐给他们，而且将永生赏赐给他们。
Because one day, 1900 years ago,
因为有一天，在1900多年前
a baby of love was born.
有一个爱的婴儿降生了。
Because God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
What a day.
那是何等奇妙的日子。
What a night.
何等奇妙的夜晚
What a night there in that stable.
在那个马槽中的夜晚
For there in the most lowly place you can think of.
在你所能够想象的最卑贱的地方
No hospital.
没有医院
No beautiful home.
没有美丽的家庭
No home of any kind.
没有任何一种家
Out there in a cave.
就在洞里面
A stable cave.
在一个
with other animals,
马槽的洞里面跟其他的动物在一起
at least there was a roof overhead
至少头顶上有屋顶
that's about all.
就只有这样子
there's born
他降生了
a savior who is Christ the Lord
救主基督
silent night, holy night
平安夜圣善夜
all is calm, all is bright
一切都是宁静灿烂
around that virgin, mother and child
在那个童女周围
That holy, holy infant.
那个圣洁圣洁的婴儿
There is a radiance.
有光芒
There is a light.
有光
There is a sense of heaven.
有天上的感觉
Heaven came to earth.
天临到了世界
And left a gift.
留下一个赏赐
Of life.
生命的赏赐
Father, I thank you.
父，我感谢你。
Oh, so much I thank you.
我真是感谢你。
And I'll never cease to thank you.
我永远不会停止感谢。
When I get to heaven, I'll thank you all the more.
当我到天上的时候，我会更加的感谢你。
Because,
因为
you were born.
因为你降生了。
And I pray, Lord, that in each one that's here tonight.
主，我恳求今天晚上在座的每一位。
In this season, when we celebrate that wonderful day,
在这个节气里面，当我们庆贺那奇妙的日子。
In all the busyness of our life,
在我们生命中的忙碌里。
We won't forget.
我们不会忘掉。
To remember.
不会忘掉，要记得。
So long ago.
很久以前。
There's a woman named Mary.
有一个名叫玛利亚的女子。
And a baby named Jesus.
有一个名叫耶稣的婴儿
and a savior,
救主
that I have learned to love because he loved me,
我已经学会去爱他因为他爱我
and saved me,
他拯救了我
and gave me hope,
给了我盼望
and faith,
信心
and love,
和爱
and life,
还有生命
I thank you,
我感谢你
for love that can look on all my bitterness, my rebellions,
因为这爱他看顾了我所有的苦毒悖逆却仍然爱我
without reproach,
没有责备
without criticism,
没有批评
without judgment,
没有审判
just saying,
单单地说
I want to give you a gift of life,
我想要把生命赏赐
will you receive it?
你愿意接受吗
and something within me reached out and said, oh, I will love it, give it to me,
我里面有东西回应说是的我爱这样子
and whatever happens after that, it's all right.
在那之后发生什么都没有关系
I'll be your slave, your servant.
我要做你的奴隶你的仆人
And I thank you.
我感谢你
Silent night
深山夜光华社光华社照着深木叶照着身影多少次相约多少天真今向天似安眠今向天似安眠
曾经有一个女孩子当她知道神的计划她就对神回应说我是主的使女情愿照你的话成就在我的身上我可以看见这个话成就要经过羞辱经过许多的眼泪被人误会但是因为你爱我所以我情愿你的旨意能够成就在我的身上平安夜永远在我们的心里面因为耶稣基督已经赏赐平安他是唯一的平安当我们顺服他真正的顺服他的时候那个平安不会离开我们而且最奇妙的平安会在我们的深处会在我们的深处一直伴随我们
见天君唱哈利路亚，将神